But a lot of woman does that now. Hardly we hardly ever did, but men folks hardly ever did feed our chickens, wife and daughters fed them.
Yeah, that's
and they gathered in the eggs too.
Usually woman's work.
Yeah.
You said something was just a little piece away. Now, does this mean it's pretty close, or?
A little piece away.
You said your boy lives out here just a little piece.
Well, now what would you call it? Let's see. I'd say he's two blocks. Further than 3 miles, I don't know. Would you call that a little piece?
Uh-huh. And what if somebody's old 10, 15 miles, what would you say that is? Would that be a little piece?
No. It's a long piece. Pretty good piece out there, 10, 15 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they say that. Mm-hmm. But out here, just 2 or 3 miles, same little piece out there, 2 or 3 miles.
Uh-huh. Would you say that's out yonder, or?
Oh, it's out west here, 2 or 3 miles.
Out yonder is closer, or?
Huh?
If you said something is out yonder, that means it wouldn't be 3 miles, not that far.
Yeah, out yonder would be, out yonder, right smart piece, some 3 or 4 miles, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
This boy lives by the section line, 3 miles from the city limit. It's 3 miles to a section line. You pass that intersection there and go on about 2 blocks. And you turn off the highway, it's about a block up there. Be about 3 blocks over, 3 miles.
That's north or east?
West.
West?
Due west.
I thought I went past there today.
Yes, you did. About 3 miles out, if you've been noticing.
That looks like good land,
don't you? You see an old highway goes up this way. And this is a hill. Right here, there's a gate, a big, long, plank gate across that old highway. Mm-hmm. This fence comes down here in corners right there. There's a gate post where you fasten the gate. And right across here, northeast, is another big gate post. And that's what the gate's hinged on. And you get that gate open, it comes back this way. You can just turn it loose, it'll go back. Get in your car and drive through it, and you come back and shut it, and you drive just about a block up there at his house right on top of the hill. Mm-hmm. House fronts to south.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to have a house front when you're out in the country.
You bet. His house is just as modern as anybody's in Ardmore, and got 2 big deep wells and a pump on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Electric pump.
That's pretty good land up that way.
Yeah, he'd give $80 a night before it had been offered $150 an acre, and I don't believe he'd take $500 an acre.
Oh. You mentioned running a plow. When you plow land, what do you call the part that is down in the bottom where the plow digs up?
Well, now I'll show you. We have on a walking, breaking plow. The bottom of it is called a frog. And it's got some holes in it, and you can slip a point on the plow point. And it has holes in it, and they fit, they match. And you put that bolt through there and screw that tap on from the bottom. All right, your beam comes up this way, makes a gooseneck, and then goes out the channel. The end of it is where you fasten your double trees for your horses. That's a walking plow back in the olden time. They don't use no walking plow now, you know, it's all tractors.
Now does the problem.
And now this that comes out here and turns that land over when you get the team hitched to it, that's called a mold board.